tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
If you're going boating or angling, make sure to wear a life jacket. Make sure it is properly serviced. Make sure it has a crotch strap and that it is correctly fastened. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe than sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
At Isle We Burn Experience, explore the underground world on a guided tour. Witness birds of prey in free flight. Or take a walk with a hawk. Visit our farm shop to sample our award-winning Baron Gold cheese and homemade fudge. See our woodland come to life in our biodiversity walk. Discover it all at Isle We Burn Experience. Book now at islewebernexperience.ie.
Want to support breast cancer research and have a chance of winning a BMW X2 for just €20, then enter our raffle in aid of the National Breast Cancer Research Institute. The draw takes place at Race in Pink, part of the Galway Races Winter Festival, on Sunday the 27th of October. Get your tickets now at winabmw.ie.
Hi, it's Niall Boylan. Weeknights from 9, I open the phone lines for your opinions. Honest, upfront and unfiltered.
The stupidity of our so-called politicians, they don't have a clue how to run money.
And you broke the law. But
I never said that I didn't break the law. Niall, we all know what I'm talking about.
The Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Monday to Thursday, 9pm to midnight with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio. You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan. Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's classic hits radio. Higgaw Vilas at 3, 4 and Tauron a Johnny Cash, a boss in Nashville, Tennessee. Vishay Shachtohane.
And you could have it all.
Man 4, Mila Nigaid Carr, Hui Michael Jackson, August Aban Hiela, Lisa Marie Presley, Aaron Stoucha, Egna MTV VMAs. Ese in Hiedam, Avishi Le Hiela, in Arts Pibley. Mila Nigaid, Shachtu, 4, Jimi Hendrix Boss, in Notting Hill, in London. Nirao She, Achfihis Shacht Mlina. That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good evening, the news with Alan Cantwell. Israel's military says it's currently carrying out what it calls precise strikes in Lebanon's capital. Beirut is further north than the region where most of Israel's attacks have been targeted in recent days. Israel claims it's targeting Hezbollah militants. It comes as the US, UK and other allies called for an immediate 3-week ceasefire on the Israel-Lebanon border. Sky's John Sparks is in Beirut.
A precision-guided missile has torn into the building, it's taken out the side of it. You can see there are people up there looking through the rubble. You can see mattresses, curtains, clothing, that sort of thing.
The 47-year-old man has been remanded in custody after being charged with hijacking a car and abducting a 5-month-old baby girl who was in the vehicle in Dublin city centre earlier this week. Dublin District Court has heard Noel Ryan of No Fixed Abode seize the car by force on Monday afternoon while the baby's mother was taking the buggy out of the boot at Mountjoy Square West. Ellen Butler reports.
This incident at about 1:45 last Monday afternoon, the 23rd of September, led to Gardaí issuing an urgent child rescue alert and a public appeal for assistance. A Gardaí unit on patrol found the car shortly after 4 o'clock that evening on North Richmond Street in Dublin 1, with the baby still inside, uninjured. On Tuesday, Gardaí arrested the accused, who they charged yesterday with two offences, unlawful seizure of the car and taking the baby from law. unlawful control of her parent. Mr. Ryan has yet to indicate a plea. In court, Gardaí objected to bail, but the defence solicitor said his client was not making a bail application at this stage. The accused was remanded in custody to appear at Cloverhill District Court next Thursday, October 3rd. Legal aid was granted. The baby's identity is protected under law.
A post-mortem exam on the remains of Patrick Nugent has been completed. Gardaí investigating the death of the 23-year-old man in County Clare 40 years ago, exhumed his remains this week in the hope of shedding new light on the circumstances surrounding his death. His family believes he was killed. The result of the post-mortem are not being released for operational reasons. Gardaí say arrangements for the reinterment of Patrick's remains will be made in conjunction with a local coroner and his family. Around half of people seeking support for an eating disorder are children. Bodywise has revealed the number of those reaching out for services has risen by 19.5%, with 50% of those under the age of 18. In 2023, 4,800 people accessed the association's support services. That's it for now. We'll have news again in an hour.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Rain will gradually clear southwards tonight. That'll be followed by some clear spells and scattered showers. Fresh gusty winds and temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the amazing 80s each weekday at noon with Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, think about, I tell you what, we normally kind of move on at this stage, but so many people are interested in this topic. You all love your dogs, don't you? And that we'll just take one or two more in relation to the XL bullies and the banning of breeds. People said, Niall, how dare you to suggest banning Staffies? I have a Staffie and it's the kindest, most gentle dog in the world. Yeah, okay, whatever. Wouldn't be in my house, I can tell you. Let me go to Julie. Julie, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Julie, have you got a dog?
No.
Okay.
Not at the minute, no, I don't have one, no.
Okay, what do you think of these XL bullies and Staffies and bulldogs in general?
Look, a young girl died over XL bullies, didn't she?
She did.
Was that not the headline in the...
Yeah.
In the rule, whatever.
Yeah.
So you can't blame people for being like holy Jesus about them. But at the end of the day, like, you can't brand them all with the same brush. So no, I disagree with banning dogs altogether. I think that's a bit OTG now, to be fair.
Well, you're not banning dogs. You're banning a certain breed. And the breed itself was bred for a reason.
All right, but that's about it. Restrict them. You can't just go, all right, every XL bully is all the same. Like, I know it's disgraceful what happened and all that, but at the end of the day, if people can control their dogs, like, it's not, it's like, just because some people can't doesn't mean everybody can't.
Yeah, but laws have to take into consideration that there are irresponsible people. Like, for example, we have a law for speeding. It doesn't mean
so
everybody...
So crack down on the irresponsible people.
Well, how do you do that?
Because you go find out who they are. Not ABC, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the laws. Some of the laws are full of shit, to be honest.
Well,
so,
I'm aware
like,
of that,
on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know for some laws are full of shit. I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, so, like, they're bringing in laws every day of the week, and they're like, bingo, yeah, it's not bingo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every day I'm hearing, like, oh, that's in law now. What? It's crazy.
another law.
You're literally waking up, and you're like, oh, we bought a law in an hour ago. What? Madness. Like, can you bring a law in to get rid of the real dogs, let alone the animals? Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, but XL bullies, you know, they were banned, they were bred for a purpose, and the purpose was that they're fighting dogs. You know, now, I'm not saying they're all vicious or anything like that, but if they do attack you, you know, Julie, if you were walking down the street and you were attacked by, you know, a Pekingese or a Yorkshire Terrier...
Yeah, then if I was a member of that girl's family, I'd want them totally banned.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, they're like, I'm not trying to be, look, my sympathies are with her family, obviously. And when
it's not just her. But it's not just her family. There's been a lot of attacks by these dogs. A lot of attacks.
Well, I don't know. Whoever's doing the summary board would want to work that one out, because it's not up for me to decide. But at the end of the day, it's like you don't tear them all with the same brush. If people are irresponsible, find the irresponsible people.
Mm.
That's what I say. find the ones irresponsible and work on them rather than work on everybody. Like, they say one rail for one and another for the other. Like, I don't think so as far as this is concerned. I think find the ones that did that to that girl, find the dogs, find the owners, and find
they did. No, any attacks that happen, they do.
The dogs.
Yeah, well, they do generally, the dogs that commit these kind of attacks, they do find them and they put them to sleep.
They're owned the dogs.
Yeah.
Send to people and send them to prison if there's room. But I do something with them rather than just go, oh, let's make this law. Like, I understand where her family is coming from. Now, obviously, I'm not them, and I don't feel as angry or as frustrated about it. But like I said, there's laws brought in every hour. Like, that just doesn't, it's just another one on the cards, basically.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, hi.
Hey, Niall.
How you doing? James, you have a personal experience.
Oh, a couple of them, Niall, a couple of them. I lived in America, as I told you before, but this is back in 1994, and a girlfriend decided to go and visit a friend of hers, and we went around to the house. As soon as he opened the door, these two big staffies were there.
Okay.
Your man said, oh, don't worry about them, they're fine, and he clicked his fingers, he did everything he told him to do, went in, sat down, felt so uncomfortable, must have been given off that odor of fear as well.
Yeah.
The two of them, one on each side, kept looking at me and sneering and showing their teeth. And I thought, I don't feel comfortable, man. And he said, they will not touch you, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'm going to give you a couple of tips, he said. Don't look them in the eye.
Right.
Because it's a threat to the dog, yeah?
Yeah.
Most dogs, yeah.
That was a comfortable dinner to be sitting down trying to avoid eye contact with two dogs. But go on, yeah.
Yeah, but it actually works. Even on the street, it actually works, you know. You're a threat if you keep staring at them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I couldn't manage it, and I said, nah, I'm going to have to go. And cut a long story short, he attacked his wife then about a year later.
Oh, no.
And you know, in America, they came around, the dogs were euthanized. Right?
Yeah, the dogs would be euthanized, yeah.
There was no way of going to court and see what's what.
Yeah,
he got a massive...
Yeah, I know somebody who had one, and I was in his house, and he has one, and I'm going to be honest with you, I felt permanently uncomfortable with the dog around. Permanently.
Yeah, I tell you now, you have some chance.
And you would,
nearly every other breed of dog, but when these dogs go wrong, like, they lock on.
They rip you to shreds. Yeah. And see, that's the problem. You know, like, every dog is unpredictable. You know what I mean? And I know that. Even little Jack Russells or whatever.
Every human unpredictable. Every human's unpredictable.
Absolutely. But every human isn't 7 foot tall, built like a brick shit house. These dogs are powerful.
I'm not agreeing.
These dogs are not for petting. They're not for pets, right? Some of them are okay, right? Very few, right? A very, very small percentage, right? But nearly all of them are capable, right? Now, isn't it too late when they do it? It is too late. You don't hear about half of the attacks that people don't die.
If there was more of it out there, then I'd probably be like on the phone now going, right, get rid of them all. But like, I know people that have them, and I know people that are responsible with them. So I also, I'm just hearing stories day by day of people that are having really extreme experiences with them.
But most people that have them are young boys, you know, for a statement, you know, a simple statement, look at me with my dog. If that dog wants to turn on somebody, they wouldn't be able to hold that dog back because they're so big and, you know, they're powerful. And you can see them walking down the street on the lead and all that, and sometimes you want to go for a dog.
So is it not the person that has the lead with the dog? Is it not their responsibility?
It's the dog itself. The dog is dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Like, it's like a hyena in the wild. Like, when you get a bite off these yokes, like, you'll know all about it. I had another situation there was one living next door to me in Clondalkin here, and there was a bad winter, and the fence blew down. And this lead dog came right over. My dog is huge. He grabbed my dog by the neck and just held on to it. I could not offer it, no matter what I did, could get them off. But your man was just telling me in America, the only way you get them off is to scald up private parts. So he said to me, mate, go in. We were only having tea or coffee 5 minutes ago. I said, go in and get the boiling kettle. He came running back out to me. I said, where's the kettle? He said, I'm at the putting her on. Get the fuck.
Putting it on. So that would take five minutes. Yeah.
It was funny when I look back on it. But it was terrifying to see what was happening to me dog. I know
this sounds really stupid, right? But a dog breeder guy did a YouTube video a while ago about what to do if one of these dogs is locked onto your dog or your child or whatever, right? And this is the truth, right? This is the truth. He said, go behind the dog, lift his tail and stick your finger up his arse. And he said...
Yeah, and like that, yeah, I scalded it and it was like a cat.
For sure, there was also, and I'm not talking about this country, there was also babies. I think a baby died, didn't they, from a dog before? And I don't think that was an XL bully. I'm not here to defend the XL bullies, I'm just giving an opinion.
Mm.
Yeah, but like, you can defend most dogs. You can defend, I'm a dog lover, you can defend most dogs. You can't defend them. They're like, they're not well, built for like
you,
a good
you sound like
surgeon.
You know more than me about them, so that's your opinion. You sound like you know a lot more than me.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be cuddling them, would you, Julie? You know what I mean? It's not the kind of dog you cuddle on the couch.
No, I'd probably just leave them in another room, to be fair.
50 kilo dogs I've had. And a Chow Chow was my last dog, and he was like, the Chow Chow, some very solitary dogs. But they would never attack this, that, and the other. But them, like, it's only a matter of time before they do. Like, they've only one master. They've only one master, like most dogs. They've only one master. And if you frighten them even, or just move suddenly, or they might just get jealous. They get very jealous, them dogs. Say, if the kid comes after the dog, you're madness to have that around a child up to the age of 16.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Liam. Liam, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how's it going?
Good. Liam, do you agree with the ban?
Yeah, like, see, I will say I really do feel for the people who own XL Bullies. I had a dog myself for 13 years. So I, from their position, you know, you really do create a bond with these dogs. I do feel for them from that point of view. But if you look at, like, a lot of the bully breeds, what they were originally bred for, you know, it was bull baiting and fighting and essentially to kill, you know. So that instinct is still in them. Like, golden retrievers were bred to retrieve. The bloodhound was bred to pick up the scent. That's their natural instinct. So it's no surprise when you look at the statistics of dog breeds that have attacked and killed people that the bully breeds are so high up there because it's in them, you know.
Well, they're also muscular and powerful, so they do a lot of damage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I just wonder, like, there's so many dog breeds out there. Why would you want a dog like that? You know, I can't get my head around this, you know.
Mm. Well, we all know generally the types of owners that keep these dogs. Generally, not everybody, but generally, you know, it's an extension to their manhood.
Yeah.
And here's the thing as well, Noel, these dogs can't be neutered. It depends on their size being neutered. They have to be, if they're a big dog, they have to be about 9 months old or maybe even a little longer to be neutered. You can't get it neutered as a pup. So that's 9 months. Now, they'd be fairly big at 9 months as well. It's just an age of the dog. Look, if you want to take a chance, like if you have visitors coming around the house, which everybody has, that is standing, you know, or coming onto your land, or blah, blah, blah. Listen, you don't get a second chance with these dogs. These dogs are animals that are bred to kill.
So, Liam, you do feel sorry for people. Well, hang on, Liam, you do feel sorry for people who own them that they by
I
February.
I genuinely do. Like, I had a retriever for 13 years, so I know how attached you can get to these dogs. So, I really do.
Well, now, let's be clear, by the way, the actual ban starts on February the 1st, as in from this week or next week, the 1st of October, you're not allowed to import, breed these dogs anymore. But as in from February, if you do own one, you have to have a certificate of exemption. Now, that certificate will only be given to you if your dog has been neutered. So, in other words, you can still keep your dog until it dies. They're not going to go around taking dogs off people unless you don't have the certificate. Then they will be taking them off people.
So I guess as well, like, it shows that, like, those who are genuine owners will do their utmost to adhere to that. And if there are these really stringent regulations, the ones that will go through with this really will show how much they care for their dogs. At least you can respect that. But at the end of the day, I still think just dogs of that nature, just if they do turn, just the damage that they can do is just so, you know...
Mm-hmm.
It's just something we're thinking about. Really.
I often wonder, as you rightly just said a few minutes ago, Liam, why would anybody, say, with young kids, and I see it all the time, want to own one of these dogs? Why? Mm. What's the attraction? You might as well be bringing a tiger into the house. Like, why would you do that? I've seen people with babies, little babies, and they bring these into the house as a family pet. They're not family pets.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Like an anaconda is not a family pet. Do you know what I mean? And what's wrong with people?
Yeah, I completely agree. No, you're speaking to the choir, really, preaching to the choir. Like, I completely agree. I don't know. And like, I know people like large breeds, some people, and there's so many of them out there that you can get. Like, I just don't know why you would want one like that. I can't get my head around this. I really
buy
can't.
A poodle, you know. You know what I mean? Get a Labrador if you really want to get a bigger dog or something. You know, I don't know. But
because, like, to be fair, a big breed does have a character. I agree with that as a presence. But you can get beautiful large breed dogs. Like you said, like a Labrador
Yeah.
Retriever. They're big dogs, but they're beautiful dogs.
Yeah, St. Bernard is a nice big breed, isn't it? Yeah. And what about those ones? You know, the Dulux dogs. What are they called? In English, sheepdog, isn't it? Yeah, the big ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want big breeds,
Yeah, but even like the Border Collie isn't a small dog either. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They have a nice good character about them. I just think something like that is like beautiful dog. You know,
they're not even. I mean, I'm sorry to people who own Staffies as well, right? They're not even attractive dogs. They're quite ugly looking, Nicky Oaks. I'm sorry. Have I stepped over the line here now?
You know, no, most people get them now to make a statement.
Yeah.
Make a statement. You know, look at me. It's probably insecurity in a lot of the guys with this and the other, you know? Walking down the road, showing them off, this and the other. When I see them, I have to cross the road. I'm not going to throw them, no way.
Yeah, so would I. If I see somebody with a staffy, I'm very cautious. I will walk across the other side of the road.
It's intimidation, And you know yourself, well, one of the most important things is as well, you can bring in all the rules you want, but they're not enforced here.
No.
I see it myself. Like, I live in an area, there's a park there behind me, and dogs go to the toilet, and owners and all have a look around. There's nobody watching that. I just walk on.
Yeah, the same with the laws, you know, that we have there, but, you know, with dangerous and aggressive breeds like Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Bull Mastiffs, all those, you're meant to have a muzzle on them. I rarely see anybody with a muzzle on these dogs.
Yeah.
And there's no one to enforce the law. That's the problem.
I think there's something like two or three dog wardens, maybe four or something in Dublin.
Is there even four in Dublin? Or is there four in the whole country?
That's one for each council, Niles. Like, one for each council. Like, Fingal County Council has one, or something. Dublin City Council has maybe one or two, and that's it. But where do they be is beyond me, you know what I mean? So, look, are they going to walk up to somebody with an exiled bully in a park that's unleashed and all that and say, listen, there's a fine of 50 quid, or blah, 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 like the now.
Stay there. Let me go to Dez as well. Dez, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niles. How's it going?
Good, Dez. Do you agree with this ban?
Yes, I do. There hasn't been anyone on tonight that can put up a fight to say why they shouldn't bring in the ban. These dogs bring nothing to the table whatsoever.
No.
And even my wife and my daughter would get walking her two dogs, and they'd see a dog, that type of structure of a dog, and they get nervous, and it's just... And A lot of the accidents and the attacks that have happened have been the dogs actually running out of the house at people.
Yeah.
They've happened in front gardens, and they've happened out on the street where the dog has got out. But they don't bring it to the table. And then if another dog comes along, a breed that they breed that is a troublemaker, then ban that as well. There's no room for them anymore. You know, we're talking about human life here, and we're talking about dogs. That's about as far as it goes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, most of the owners can't control these dogs on a lead. You can see it in the body of the owner. They just can't control them. And even that woman that was on the radio earlier there said she has one of them dogs, and she has three sons. She wouldn't be able to manage one of them dogs on her own out on the street.
But she keeps it out. The other thing that I caught awkward there, she keeps it out the back garden because she doesn't like having dogs in the house.
Yeah, but she couldn't manage that dog. She wouldn't be able to manage that dog. She wouldn't have the physical structure to manage one of these dogs. Let's be honest. They don't bring anything to the table and ban them. I would have brought the two bans in at the same time in October. I don't know why they're waiting until February.
I suppose it's to give people a chance who own them to get them neutered, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of these people, Niall, they won't even have them chipped. You know, there's a lot of underground dealing with all these dogs. And, you know, they should be taken.
Mm. Oh, we're losing you there, Dez. You're gone. Well, Dez is gone. Sorry about that, James. Dez kind of just vanished.
Yeah, Niall, my family, I live in London, most of them, and... It's like every few weeks over there, there's horrific things happening with them dogs.
Yeah.
Every few weeks.
It's not just them, it's bull breeds in general. Yeah, bull breeds.
Yeah, like, but 9 out of 10 of them, like maybe that's a bit much, 8 out of 10 of them, yeah. It's just dangerous. They're just dangerous. It's only a matter of time before they just go for someone. And when they go for someone, they don't do punch or wound, see? They don't stop attacking once they attack.
Yeah.
Seeing them on dogs as well, like, and they lock on. When they lock on, like, it's a fairly good grip they have. I'll tell you won't get them off by pulling them off or anything like that. They just locked on.
I don't know, by the way, somebody might correct me, but somebody did tell me if you stick your finger up their arse, they stop. I That's true, that is that.
I'm on all the top, but yeah, try anything, huh? In the moment.
Absolutely. Liam and James, thank you very much indeed. Thank you both very much indeed. Now, I want to move on. Are we moving on after the break, yeah? Yeah? Thank you, Molly. All right. And by the way, yes, because I forgot to do that, Martin. I do appreciate it. Yeah, Molly is producing the show tonight and Anya's in there helping her. So in case you are ringing in and you want to know who to say hello to, because Martin said the other night it would be a nice idea to say it, and I need to start saying it at the start of the night just so y'all know who you're talking to. Anyway, we got a listener email and I want you to have a listen to this. And it says, "Hi, Niall and team. I'm furious at my husband. He's pushed me to the limit this time. For some context, I'm a stay-at-home mum. Myself and my husband have two little girls. My youngest is one and my eldest is three. They're my world, my whole world. We absolutely adore them. And I know a lot of people don't think a stay-at-home mum is a real job, but I'm dedicated all the time to raising these little girls to be very strong, confident women. My husband works 9-to-5 office job, so he isn't there most of the day. When he comes home, the house is clean, the girls are happy, the dinner is ready for him. Like most couples, we've had our ups and we've had our downs. We have our major fights and always work through these. And I don't think there's anything we can't get over. He came home from work on Monday and said his co-workers in the office had started organising the Christmas party. A bit early, I know. But he was really excited about it. He kept going on about how they're going to this hotel down the country for a night. They'd be leaving straight from the office on Friday and back late on Saturday evening. And how this was going to be the best Christmas party yet. I myself was very excited. I started asking, did you know what date, so I could see if my mother could mind the girls. And the look of disgust he gave me. You're not going, he said. Absolutely no partners are allowed. And he stormed off. I was really taken back by this. I've always gone to Christmas parties. I get along really well with his co-workers. I don't even get. And he started on his reaction, storming away from me, raising his voice in front of our children, absolutely unacceptable. After I put the kids to bed, I sat down to talk to him about it. I explained that I understand he wants to bond with his co-workers, and this is a great opportunity to blow off a little bit of steam, but I want to be invited. I don't get to go to Christmas parties. I don't get to enjoy time off with my co-workers. Not to mention, I know what goes on at these parties. I've seen countless of his married co-workers getting off with each other, and I get it. You're cooped up in the office all day, tensions build, but it makes me sick to my stomach to think of him hooking up with someone while I'm stuck here at home minding our children. He wasn't having any of it. He clearly wasn't listening to a thing I said, and I just lost it. And I told him that if I can't go, neither can he. He got so angry and told me that he was going and there was nothing I could do to stop him. See him lose it. This must generally broke something inside me. So I just said, okay, you can go, but then I'll leave you. And I went to bed. It's now Thursday morning, and we've barely spoken. I'm starting to think I was too harsh. I could really use some advice. Lorraine. I have to say, Lorraine, well written. You know, it's an interesting one, isn't it, all the same? And the amount of times I've heard women saying, I don't let my husband go to the Christmas party because it's not him I don't trust. It's the women that are there. I don't trust the other women. So, is it wrong not to let your husband or to have concerns about your husband going to a Christmas party without you? Is she being unreasonable by saying, oh, I don't trust you going on your own, bonding with your co-workers, blah, 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 blah. So either I'm going or there's no Christmas party. Is she being unreasonable and controlling? Or maybe you think, fair enough, she's actually right. If he's not inviting her, he's not allowed to go. End of. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello?
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend long.
Trina Mara kickstarts your Saturday from 7 a.m. with tunes and chat on something for the weekend.
Before the 80s and 90s continue through the day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the Saturday night party kicks off at 6 with Club Classics, the very best floor fillers non-stop till 1.
It's all here on the home of the 80s and 90s this weekend. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, October 12th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
Elftown is coming to both the RDS Dublin and Galway Racecourse this Christmas. Meet Santa's real reindeer. Step into Jack Frost's ice house made of real ice. And explore the magical world of Elftown with Santa's wondrous elves. Book tickets from just £19.95 for adults and £29.95 for children at elftown.ie.
Looking to boost your grades and unlock your full potential? Ashfield College Grinds is here for you. With a remarkable 45 years of excellence in education, we're your trusted choice for success. Whether you're in junior cycle, fifth year, or preparing for the Leaving Cert, our experienced teachers are dedicated to helping you reach your goals. Join the thousands of students who've thrived with us. Discover personalised learning plans, cutting-edge resources, and a supportive environment that empowers you to thrive. Don't miss this opportunity and contact us today. Visit ashfieldcollege.ie.
Hi, it's Niall Boylan. Weeknights from 9, I open the phone lines for your opinions. Honest, upfront and unfiltered.
The stupidity of our so-called politicians, they don't have a clue how to run money.
And you broke the law.
I never said that I didn't break the law. Niall, all know what I'm talking about.
The Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight with Recruit.ie. Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Jabers, that caught me off guard there for a second. Sorry about that. It normally has the at the end of it, doesn't it? Anyway, I do apologise. So getting back to the email here from Lorraine. Sorry, it's not the Lorraine. It's another Lorraine, obviously. Maybe it is. Maybe it is Jay going to the Christmas. No, it's not. Anyway, getting back to this email, so she is not getting invited, he is, to the office Christmas party. And she feels a bit hard done by, not only because she's cooped up in the house all year round and she doesn't get to go to Christmas party, but she doesn't trust him. Or doesn't trust his co-workers. Because she said they're all getting off with each other. You know, I'm cooped up in the office all day, tensions build up, so it makes me sick to my stomach, they're all hooking up with each other. While she's at home minding the kids. Is she being unreasonable by banning him from going unless she's allowed to go with him? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to David. David, hi, how are you?
Niall, hi, long time no speak.
It's been a while, David. David, I mean, is she being unreasonable not wanting him to go to the Christmas party without her?
Talking to your researcher, evidently in previous years, all the other halves have gone. She has gone previously.
Yeah, she has. She has gone previously. Yeah.
Well, he's obviously dumped the relationship. Yeah, he's doing the original joke, isn't it? It's dogs are for life, not just for Christmas.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to give her the impression that this year it's a bit different. That the boss is organising them all to go to a hotel down the country, which is a common kind of thing to do for Christmas parties. And it runs from Friday evening into Saturday night. So, you know, what he's basically saying is it's different this time and it's only staff invited. Partners are not invited too.
He's taking the piss.
Is he?
I would suggest so, yeah. My firm, we used to have Christmas parties. The annual Christmas party was at the Savoy Hotel, London. We'd go over.
Very nice.
We'd go to our room. You know, there's a funny thing here. When my wife was my girlfriend, she was tax deductible. When my wife was my wife, I had to. She became a tax liability.
she was an expense as your girlfriend.
So the Inland Revenue celebrated businessmen taking the local hooker rather than their wife.
Yep. Anyway.
Sorry. That's a by the by. We used to have the rooms down the back at the Savoy and a cracking evening, and there would be rooms where we'd turn up, change, stay over, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if we were finishing at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, when some of us were, as we were, down on the south coast, 40 miles away, we couldn't be expected to
go home. No, you wouldn't. No.
No. So that all was part and parcel of the whole expense. And it was a fantastic evening.
I'm not a Christmas party fan, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't go to Christmas parties. I've never been to a work Christmas party. Well, many, 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 many years ago in the nightclub industry, I did. And she's right. All it was, going back in my day in the nightclub industry when I worked, it was barmen getting off with doormen, lounge boys and girls getting off with each other, DJs hanging out with other people, the people they shouldn't be with. It was just hookups for the night. So it just wasn't my scene.
There is that, but certainly that didn't happen at my Christmas party. It was quite amusing when some young IT person turned up, and he was told about the Christmas party, and he said he was invited. Who would you be bringing? And he said, "Oh, I'll just pick something up when I'm there." he obviously hadn't quite.
No, he didn't get the gist of it. He doesn't know the meaning of plus one. Yeah. But here's the thing. A lot of Christmas parties, work Christmas parties, don't have plus ones.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
Because it's an expense, Yeah.
The part of the dinner, it was a full black tie do. It was a pucker do. We had the suite of rooms at the back of the Savoy Hotel. So we had one room which was... We dined in one room, and then we had the drinks in the... There was a proper bar in the middle.
Sounds like a great night out.
Dancing at the other side.
Okay, but getting back to this couple, okay, so what should she do? Should she back off a little bit here, or is
her
right?
Her relationship, I would suggest, from what you've said and what I've understood, their relationship is already finished.
Oh.
He's treating her with such disrespect that it's over. It's long gone.
All right, okay.
So that's my feeling.
So she's not being unreasonable by suggesting that she has to go.
Definitely not. No.
Because some people are texting in saying she's been a bit controlling.
Does she know anybody else at the firm that she can speak to?
Yeah.
Because she needs an independent, proper advice, because I'm working on what I'm hearing, and I'm a cynical old bastard. And he's long since lost any respect for her, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, if he was any sort of husband, he would just turn around and say, "Well, listen, lad, sorry, I won't be going to any Christmas party without my wife."
I cannot believe.
I'd be like that. I'd be, if somebody invited me to a wedding, for example, and said, "There you go, it's an invitation, but just for you, no plus one on it," I'd say, "You're grand, stick it up your hole." Because I'm married, so I wouldn't be going.
Well, jeepers, it would have to be a very, very good friend.
No, I wouldn't care how much of a good... If it was a very good friend, even more reason why they should be inviting your wife. Anyway, stay there for a second, David. Let me just go to Derianne. Derianne, hi. How are you, Derianne?
Yeah, Niall, I'm good. And great show tonight. Fair dues to Molly. Listen, I Dave is a legend. I fully agree with what he's saying, and I'll go back to a time in my life, in a past life, when I worked in some companies, and I was a secretary to a director of the company, and I got the job of organising the Christmas party, and like that, very posh hotel in Dublin, blah blah blah, oh my god, partners went aloud. I witnessed the fallout of what happened, an awful lot of people that night. Yeah. And it's not, you can't actually say, it's drink.
Don't be giving them excuses by blaming the drink.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not actually giving them any excuses. It's disgusting. But I think that girl, no, she's right, and I think David's right. That marriage is on the way out, because if my ex-husband did that, I would have been gone. I was gone for less.
Yeah, but you would have been gone. But maybe, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, right? I don't like him already, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that it's not his fault that he's been told, sorry, it's staff only.
No, it's whoever the boss is. I'd have a look and see, why is he not bringing his wife?
Hmm. Well, he did to her that it was, where was it? I asked what day, he looked, he said, absolutely no partners are allowed, he said.
That's just out the window.
Yeah, but loads of companies do that because of a cost factor, obviously.
Affect the cost factor. If I was the wife, and if that husband loved me enough, he'd pay to bring me along.
No, I absolutely know.
But I know you would in your situation.
Yeah, of course I would. Absolutely. If it was a cost factor, I'd say, that's fine, I'll pay for my own wife. Your grand.
Yeah.
I'll pay for her meal. Just move over a seat there. But here's the thing. But a lot of companies, they insist that it's staff only. And I know companies that do that. Staff only.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. They are, I saw...
And you're right. They turn out like hookup sessions.
Yeah, they are. No, it's disgusting. And I had to, tidy up some of the aftermath of what happened that night of the party I organised. And it was just disgusting.
Mm.
And you don't need that. And this is the world we live in now. Companies, they've no morals. They don't care about people. You know, once that husband goes to retirement, they won't care a jot about him. He was just a number.
So would you say to her, stick to your guns here. He's not going. He's not going unless you're going with him. Although it's probably too late for that now,
absolutely. No, absolutely I would. And I would, and David said it, I'd walk from him because the way he's dealing with this smacks of he doesn't give a jot about his lovely wife.
Mm. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Wade as well. Wade, hi, how are you?
Hey, now, how's it going?
Good. Wade, it is quite common for businesses, who are on a smaller budget maybe, to say, sorry, staff only, no partners. There's nothing unusual about that.
Right.
So is that fair?
My question about that is, because this is new to me in that aspect, because what I understand is they would more so explicitly specify no plus one, not no partners.
Yeah.
So is no partners an actual common thing?
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to bring anyone. It's just for the staff. It literally is just for the staff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's something that stood out to me with her husband's delivery when he was talking from the email.
Yeah. His quote was, absolutely no partners allowed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The more I hear that and repeat, that sounds very, a little odd. To me,
mm-hmm.
With that delivery.
Yeah, it sounds like a man chauvinist pig, if you ask me, but go on, yeah.
The other thing, though, I will say, I feel like both people have been unreasonable in this whole interaction. I think she is very valid with how she feels, and I think she's 100% correct to feel that she should be invited and to put her foot down to say, oh, he can go, she doesn't go. And I think it's very fair compromise for him to agree that she can go so he can go. I do think she jumped the gun with her emotions by explaining or saying that she will leave him. But given that that's the stage that they're at and that someone already has highlighted the lack of respect, I feel that she should stick to her guns on that statement, because I think if she should go back on what she has said and just suck it up, then that sets a precedent that allows her husband to keep doing these same things if it's a reoccurring tendency over and over again.
And it will be.
Have you been to many Christmas parties, Wade? I know you're only a young man, but I'm sure you've been to a few already. Have you worked Christmas parties?
I've been to a few of the places I work at. And
yeah, you know what goes on, don't you?
Oh well, actually, you see, I actually don't, because I haven't experienced any of that.
Oh, okay.
In my Christmas parties, to be honest.
Okay.
A lot of the Christmas parties I've been to have always had people allowed to bring their plus ones.
Oh, okay. Well, then it probably didn't happen. Yeah.
Exactly. So. This is a little odd, and I also.
Well, I don't. As I said, I don't go to Christmas parties because I don't like them.
I was going to tell you something about that. It sounds like you don't like your coworkers.
No, it's not that I don't like my coworkers. No, I'll tell you what it is, because people are not themselves, right? And what happens is I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. Okay, so people who I work with. Or maybe I have acquaintance with, because obviously there's a lot of people working in the radio, right? So people that I are acquaintance with, they get drunk and they act differently. And I start to dislike the way they behave, you know, or they're doing things they shouldn't be doing or whatever. I don't know. And I don't want to fall out with people. So I'm best just not going. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I was at an event... the Radio Awards, where every year they have the Radio Awards. It's down the country. It's in Kilkenny. And there's about 1,000 people at it from all the different radio stations all over the place. And a lot of people I would know, and some better than others. And they're like hammered drunk. And I'm talking, it's like they've never seen alcohol in their lives. Some of them, not all of them, right? And they're nice people that I know, but they just turn into loopers. And I'd rather not be in that kind of network. It just doesn't appeal to me. You know what I mean? Christmas parties are the same. People behave in ways they shouldn't. Yes, sorry, Terry. Yeah.
Terry, Niall, I fully, fully agree with you. Mm. And like, you know, if you don't drink, why in the name of God would you go to... You'd be bored out of your mind going to these things.
The funniest thing happened to me, sorry for interrupting, right, but I was at a party many, many, many years ago. It wasn't this radio station, it was another radio station I worked in, right? And yeah. I'm sitting with the owner of the radio station, the CEO, who was a really nice guy, by the way, and we were having a yap. And this guy comes over, plonks himself down. You know the way the random drunk plonks himself down, right?
At the wedding,
right? So the guy that plonked himself down was in sales, selling advertising for the station, right? Mm. And he's like, you know, it's not a bad radio station, but like, when I go around, like, it's hard to sell because it's such, like, they play such shit music, you know? And I'm going, oh, please stop. And I'm looking, and I could see the guy, the owner of the radio, the CEO of the radio station, looking at him. And he's going, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't like working here. If I could get another job, I would. I honestly would. It's just, like, it's a shit radio station, isn't it? And I went, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying that. And I could just see the CEO saying absolutely nothing, just letting him walk himself into it. You know, I almost wanted to hand him a shovel at this stage. The guy lost his job, right, afterwards. Now, and rightly so, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is what happens at Christmas parties. People do stupid things.
And the other thing, Niall, is this whole thing about Christmas. I have to be honest. I know you love it.
I love Christmas. Don't slag Christmas. I love Christmas.
No. This is just a personal thing because of when I was separated, my kids were small and I didn't have money and I did all the Christmas thing. I just hate it. I hate it. But that's just me, right? But this whole thing of Christmas parties, it's a joke. There's nothing real about it. They're not celebrating anything to do with what maybe Christmas means.
It's just an opportunity to get hammered. Yeah. Well, stay there, both of you, a second, Wade and Derrianne. I want to go to Eddie. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Noel. You well?
Good. Now, Eddie, you're saying she's being controlling.
Noel, I think all of them listeners here are giving this guy a bad rap. He doesn't set the rules in the workplace. He's just being told. He's now given this message to his missus, right? And she's turning around going, you're not going. So imagine if he relents and he takes her and she walks in with him and she's the only partner and she'll go, oh, bloody hell. And then it makes him look like a bitch boy under the thumb. And not only that, right? what happens next if he wants to go on a stag do with the lads to Benidorm or a golfing trip? She goes, oh, you're not going.
I wouldn't let
you
him go.
You have to put your foot down. Well, so you don't trust your partner.
Well, that. Can I just say something?
Yes, you go ahead, sir.
When I was pregnant on my first child, right, I remember I had to pick up my ex-husband from a gig he was doing. And when I walked into the place, here he was, snuggled up to this woman, doing the slow, you know what I mean by this, Niall,
slow set.
Because
he does that, every other man gets a bad rap because of your experience.
Hold on, Eddie. That was the beginning of the end of my marriage, but I still went on to have a second child in the hope to save it. It didn't do it. So I'm sorry.
Okay, but hang on for a second. Wade, you want to say something to Eddie there? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, so look. Yes, 100%. He doesn't make the rules for his staff party. That is for sure. We get it. What he does have control of is how he handled the situation in his home with his wife, which set the feeling that she got for how she responded to the situation. If he had decided to handle that a lot better and maybe give a lot more reassurance, which is a very essential skill, by the way, when talking to a woman, if there is an aspect where she might not trust him or the situation, which, by the way, if someone telling you they don't trust your coworker, they don't trust someone else, I think that's pretty bullshit. They don't trust you entirely.
Exactly. And
that's an aspect that needs to be worked on between both parties. But that's, by the way, he could have handled that better and given her reassurance with how he approached that conversation, which would not have most likely put the two of them in the situation that they are in now at different sides of the page.
Because it's like this,
it's his ego that led that discussion.
Yeah, sorry, Eddie. Go ahead. You want to say something there?
Say, for example, she wants to go away on a hens with the girls. Should he turn around and go, no, you're not going. I want to go. You have to have time apart in a relationship. It's important. You can't live under each other's thumb all the time. You have to have trust. If she turns around and goes, Eddie, oh, my mate's getting married. I'm sorry. And he turns around and goes, you're not going. He'd be classed as controlling.
Eddie, the point isn't the fact that, like, these are normal things. Having a hen party or going out with the girls or going out with the boys, any reasonable partner is going to be fully understanding of that. But this is not going out with the boys. This is not going out with the girls. This is a work thing where usually in a lot of cases, people who are married do tend to have their partners at their work events. That's just normal, unless obviously said otherwise.
No, wait, sorry. She doesn't trust him. She's the one being unreasonable.
She doesn't trust him. Yes, for sure. She doesn't trust him. Fair enough.
Wade, to be fair, Eddie has a point. If she doesn't trust him, that's a bad starting point for a relationship in the first place anyway, isn't it?
I agree. 100%. The trust part is a very, very essential part of the whole thing. But what I'm simply saying is how you handle a situation where there's shaky trust is also very critical. And this situation was handled very poorly, which has led to what is happening. So, like, it doesn't matter whether, it doesn't matter how much, or I guess the lack of trust in some aspects, if he was a bit more kinder to how he responded to her and how he decided to navigate the situation.
See, Eddie, if that was me in that situation, and I really loved my wife, which I do, and I was invited to a party and they said, sorry, no partners. I'll say, oh, you're grand, so I won't be going. Because I respect my partner too much to just abandon her, leave her at home when I believe she deserves a night out.
Exactly. Like, this is a work thing, by the way. That's what I believe a response should be for a work thing. It's not a boys' night out, which is very clear for a boys' night out.
Let me go. So, yeah, well, okay. Let me just go to Rosie as well. Rosie, hi.
Niall, how are you?
How you doing, Rosie? Who's wrong and who's right here?
Good question. I think there's a lot of questions to be answered here. I mean, considering that, so I don't know. It's a good one, but I mean, if you trust your partner, why can't you trust your partner? If it was my partner and my partner was saying, "Look, I'm going away for a Christmas party," I would trust him. I wouldn't be too, how can I say, I wouldn't be, I would trust him.
You wouldn't ban him from going on his own, like?
No, I actually wouldn't. No, if you really trust someone and you're using it.
So do you think he's being, or she's being unreasonable by saying you're not going without me?
Well, I think there's a lot of things to like take into context. I think like, you know, maybe if there's pressure like in a family home, like if you've got like maybe kids and stuff, maybe he just wants a little bit of time away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he just wants a little bit of time away.
But that's a bad start in a relationship, isn't it, if you want time away from your wife?
I think there's always a time that you have to be... Oh, God. Am I getting backlash?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Sorry, Wade. You want to say something to Rosie there? Go ahead, Wade.
No, I was actually going to say something to you now.
Love it.
Go to me. Go on, Wade. Go on.
We do want some space in a relationship. I think, let's be real. If you're going to spend 50 years with somebody and more, it's only normal that every now and then you want some space. I don't think that's a bad start. And I agree with what Rosie has said regarding context, which I just remembered. And in context, his wife is aware of what has happened in prior Christmas parties where work people have got together with other people that they shouldn't be getting with.
Are you in a relationship, Wade? Are you in a relationship?
I was.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's not a great example. If the word was is being used, it could be coming at you. So. Rosie, are you in a relationship?
I just kind of started seeing someone, but
then I can't use either one of you as examples because I'm looking for a long-term relationship here where you really commit to someone.
I have been in a long-term relationship where I actually have gone on a Christmas party away, and there has been no issue where I have been away. We went away
the reason I'm asking is, you know, Wade, when you were in that relationship, Wade or Rosie, with that person that you really loved, would you have gone off on a Christmas party without them if you knew it was hurting their feelings? Would you have done it?
Personally, no. If it was hurting their feelings, no, I wouldn't have.
No, of course.
I mean, I never was in a situation where it hurt.
Then let's just say it. He's being an asshole, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree. I won't say an asshole, but I do agree he's being. I guess maybe he's a little bit of an asshole for not at least considering her feelings.
Rosie, is he being an asshole for not considering her feelings?
I think everyone has to consider everyone's feelings. If it was my partner and let's say their manager turned around and said, look, you know, partners are not invited, I would be like, I respect and I love you and that's okay. Have a really good time and I'll see you when you're home. Because when you have trust, you've got trust. And if you don't have trust,
also,
if someone does go away and cheat, then you know what, it's not meant to be, then you just move on and you just take it as it is. That would be my philosophy on it, to be honest.
Okay, well listen, I gotta take a break anyway. Wade and Rosie, thank you very much indeed. Loads of people texting him, by the way. Some people say fair play to Wade, he's on the money. Somebody says, Niall, I completely agree with Eddie. You're all missing the point here. She's clearly said he's not going without her. That's a demand. You don't put those kind of demands in a relationship. That's controlling. I think you're missing the point. He should have never put her in that position where she had to say something like that to him. I don't believe. Somebody else says, now, what would you do if you were invited to a wedding of a best friend, but your wife wasn't invited and they only invited single people without partners, which does happen? I wouldn't be going. And he wouldn't be much of a best friend, would he? Or she? If they know I'm married, because as a best friend, they would know I'm married. So why would they just invite me and not my wife? They could shove the invitation up their ass, as I said. I wouldn't be going. Simple as. Somebody says, I think it's weird that you don't go to Christmas parties. There's nothing weird about not going to Christmas parties. I just don't like the atmosphere of Christmas parties. I like the people I work with. I like them. I like their personalities. But I could dislike them very quickly if I met them at a party and they were pissed. Then I could start to dislike them because I don't. I know people think because I don't drink, I'm a bit biased. I don't like drunk people. And it comes from, as a child, my own father, who drank probably a little bit too much. I love him to bits, but he drank too much. And when he drank whiskey in particular, he changed as a person. And that put me off drunk people for life. I don't like drunk people. They annoy me. I remember a mate of mine used to come in to me when I worked in Club M, and he used to work in another bar. And I'd give him a lift home. And he knows how I feel about this, because I've said it to him a million times. He'd always use that as an excuse to have a few drinks, because he knew I'd give him a lift so he didn't have to drive. And he'd get hammered. And then I'd give him a lift home, and he'd be in the car talking shite to me. And I'd say, get to his house, and I'd just go, get out of the car. I couldn't wait to get him out of the car. I hate drunk people. They annoy me. They're just messy. And they say things they regret. Anyway, let me go into a break. I should be back after the break. Let me know if you have any thoughts on this. We'll take one or two more after this, by the way. Very interesting interview for you a bit later on, too. We'll take one or two more drinks, I was going to say. We'll take one or two more callers after this. The number is 087-188-0008.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818-942-105.
Ireland's classic hits radio. Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Why don't you join me here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio as we fire up the flux capacitor and guess the year with Back to the Future. And an eye on all your news, sport, traffic and entertainment too. Plus a chance to win all that cash if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Monday to Friday from 2.
With Tesco Club Card. Feel the power to more.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Christmas is coming.
Oh no.
Oh yes. The Christmas Shopping Expo. Ireland's new indoor Christmas shopping fair at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on 7th and 8th of December. Forget the stresses of Christmas shopping and get all your festive gifts and stocking fillers all under one roof. Make Christmas extra special this year at the Christmas Shopping Expo on 7th and 8th of December. For tickets or information on exhibiting at Ireland's new Christmas Gifts Fair, visit christmasshopping.ie. Want to support breast cancer research and have a chance of winning a BMW X2 for just €20? Then enter our raffle in aid of the National Breast Cancer Research Institute. The draw takes place at Race in Pink, part of the Galway Races Winter Festival, on Sunday the 27th of October. Get your tickets now at winabmw.ie.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
With Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Nina Nigaid Nocha Kuig, Hui on Tauron, You Are Not Alone, La Michael Jackson, Snakeid Spotta Snakeartaka, August Via Ban Kiela Eganam Shin, Lisa Marie Presley, in some Fishon. Carol Law and Yan 4, Mila Nigaid Ochtu Ahain, Rugga Beyonce Knowles in Houston, Texas. Aaron Cugulaw, Imyan 4, Mila Nigaid, Kara Shea, Rugga Farrokh Bulsara is Zanzibar. August Vishay and Taurani, Alesh and Grupa Kalil Queen. Ach, Freddie Mercury on Tanam Avir. That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The news with Alan Cantwell. More than five